This is the Composer's Datebook for July 6th. I'm John Burge. It was on this day in 1913 that the French Academy of Fine Arts, for the first time in its history, presented its highest award, the Prix de Rome, to a woman, Lili Boulanger, who was just 19 years old at the time. She was born in Paris in 1893, the younger sister of Nadia Boulanger, who'd become the most famous teacher of composition in the 20th century, numbering an amazing array of famous American composers among her students, ranging from Aaron Copland to Philip Glass. Nadia's sister Lily, however, suffered from poor health. Her tragically short career was interrupted by World War I when she volunteered to nurse wounded soldiers. She died before the great conflict was over on March 15, 1918, at the age of 24. Nearer to our own time, another woman, Ellen Tafes Willock, made history when she became the first woman composer to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize in Music. That was in 1983 for her Symphony No. 1. Born in Miami, Florida in 1939, Zwillick studied composition with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions at Juilliard and accomplished another first by becoming the first woman to earn the Doctor of Musical Arts degree in composition at the famous school. Her third symphony was commissioned in 1992 to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the New York Philharmonic. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.